Okay, Boker Tov, good morning. Today's Dav is Dav Mem Bet, Dav 42. We left off at the bottom of 41b, 10 lines from the bottom of the page about. We were talking about where we learn out you can use a shaliach. And we talked about the Truma, we talked about Gerushin, we talked about Kodashim. So now the Gemara says, so the last thing we learned was that a goy, you cannot make a shaliach as a goy to give your Truma. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon de Patar, according to Rabbi Shimon that exempts him. What is he talking about? Ditnan, as Mishnah says, Trumat Oved Kochavim, the Truma of a Goy, Medama'at, it becomes a mixture of not only Chulin now, but Chulin and Truma. V'chayivin alei chomesh, and if somebody eats it b'shogeg, they would be required to pay the 1/5 additional. Rabbi Shimon poter, Rabbi Shimon says, no, they're exempt. So according to Rabbi Shimon, that it's not considered truma, and there's no problem at all. How does he doresh atem gam atem lamadi? Why does it say gam atem in the pasuk by truma? If you're not learning out, the goy can potentially even be a shaliach. Then what's the learn out? So the Gemara says it's derech. I need it. Tzalkadai dechamin. I would have thought to say ho'il ve'amar mor atem v'lo arisin. It says you can give the truma, not your sharecroppers. Atem lo shutafin. You, not your partners. Atem lo apotrophos, you and not the administrator that was appointed for the orphans. Atem lo atoremet sheino shelo, you can give your truma, and not somebody who's giving truma that does not belong to him. That's not his, not for him. All of the cases, Ema, I would have thought, atem lo shulchachem nami, I would have thought only you can give truma, and no messenger of yours can give truma. Kamashmala, no, Gemara teaches us that no. You're allowed, Gam Atem is saying that you're allowed to use a messenger to give truma.
Goy?
No, not a goy, but you can use a regular messenger.
Message.
This makes sense according to Rabbi Yeshua, that he learns out messenger from Kodashim. But, according to Rabbi Yonatan, who uses this pasuk for another derasha, what are you going to say? So what's Rabbi Yonatan's opinion? So the Gemara says, Detanya, Rabbi Yonatan Omer, Minayin shekol Yisrael kulam yotzim epesach echad. How do we know that all of Am Yisrael fulfills their obligation with one korban pesach? So Neymar, v'shachatu oto kol ke'al adad Yisrael bin ha'arba'im. All of the congregation slaughtered it in the afternoon. V'chi kol ha'kal kulam shachatim. The whole nation is slaughtering it. V'alo eino shochet ele echad. It's only one person slaughtering. Ela mikan shekol Yisrael yotzim epesach echad. From here you learn that all of Am Yisrael fulfills their obligation through one korban pesach.
Yosef.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, Shaliach b'kodashim minale. Okay, but how do you learn out shlichut, that you can appoint a messenger to do it for you? So the Gemara says, minay. From that pasuk itself, one person is doing it on behalf of everyone. That's shlichut. So the Gemara says, v'dilma shani hatam de'it le'shutafut be'gavayu. Maybe over there, that case is different, because they have a partnership with him. They made a partnership with him, right? And therefore, that's why they fulfilled the obligation with him. Right, Rashi says, Dahashel kol hakalhu, it's part of the whole congregation. So the Gemara says, Ela mehacha, you learn it from here. Veikhu lahem ish se levet avot, se la bait. Right, this is when they were about to leave Mitzrayim. Hashem told them, each person take an animal for your homes. And then on the 14th day you would slaughter it, Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says, over there we learn how one person would take it for the whole house, that's shlichut. So the Gemara says, Vedilma atam nami deid le shutafut begavayu. But maybe over there also, there's a partnership at hand. It's the family. You're taking it on behalf of your family. It's a partnership. That's why it's allowed. The Gemara says, Imken, if that's the case, Terei Karei Lamali. Why do I need two psukim to teach us the same law? That if it's a family or a partnership, they're allowed to take Truma on behalf of the rest of the partners. If it's not needed for where we're learning out for, use it for something that we're not learning out for. Meaning, you can use one of the psukim to teach us that you can appoint a shaliach from Kodashim. You can appoint a shaliach, and therefore that's how you know you're allowed to appoint a shaliach. So the Gemara says, "Hai mi bayin lechadar b'Yitzhak." Hold on, but you still need that the pasuk for the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak. Damar b'Yitzchak, ish zoche v'lo katan zoche. This is only you cannot send out a child to be zoche. Right? What does that mean? Rashi says, "Ulolam mishum de'id le'shutafut be'gavayu." A katan is not allowed to go and buy and get the animal on behalf of everyone else. Only an adult. We learn that from the pasuk we just mentioned. Ish. So it has to be a man. So that's what he uses the pasuk for. You can't learn out shlichut. Gemara says, "Ha'u meish lefi ochlo nafka." He learns that you can learn that out from a different pasuk. Gemara says, "Va'katem yibayle," but you still need that this other pasuk, "Ish lefi ochlo the shochatin et haPesach al yachid," that you can slaughter korban Pesach even for one individual. It doesn't need to be for the public, even for one individual. So the Gemara says, "How do you explain shlichut now?" So the Gemara says, "Savar la kemanda amar in shochatin in the Pesach al yachid." He holds like the opinion that says that you cannot slaughter korban Pesach for one individual. And so therefore, he doesn't need that pasuk for learning out for that din. And he can use that pasuk to learn out for shlichut. And where it says, Ve'ela ha'adamar rav gidel amar rav, minayin shlichot shel adam kemoto. How do we know that the shaliach of a person is just like the person? Sh'neimar ve'n nasi echad mimate. One nasi from each tribe they would appoint, you would be a shaliach for everyone. So the Gemara says, Tipuk le'e shlichot me'acha. Why don't we learn shlichut from here? And where it says, Ve'tizbera da'a shlichutu. Do you think that's shlichut? But children are not able to be a shaliach. And over here, they're referring to the children on behalf of everyone. The Gemara says, "Ama ella kihad Rabba Bar Avuna." It's following Rabba Bar Avuna. "Damar Rabba Bar Avuna, Amar Rav Gidel Amar Rav, minayin shezachin la'adam shelo b'fanav." How do you know you can give a zechut to a person even if he's not in front of it? It's not in front of him. "Shneimar v'nasi echad nasi echad." This is what is this referring to? If you look at the pasuk says, what is it referring to? It says, "V'nasiachan nasiachan mimate tichud li'inchol et ha'aretz," to inherit the land. You appoint the one member from each tribe, and they would inherit the land. So therefore, it's a zechut for the person, and you can do it even behind his back, even if he's not there. Gemara says, "V'tizbera zechuti." Do you think this is really a zechut? "Ha'chova namiika." There's also a chova. It's not always a zechut here. "De'ika de'nichale bihar velo nichale bebika." Some people, they're going to receive a mountain, and they like the mountain. But some people, they're going to receive a flat plain of land, and they want the mountain. And the vice versa. "V'ika de'nichale bebika." Some want the flat plain, velo nichale bihar, and they don't want the mountain land. And that's what they're going to get. So what do you do then? There's nothing you can do. So they're not going to be happy. So the Gemara says, "Ve'elak de Rabba Bar Avuna." It's following Rabba. "De'amar Rabba Bar Avuna, Amar Rav Gidel Amar Rav, minayin le'etomim shebao lachlok b'nichse avihen." If you have orphans that are coming to split the properties of their father, "Shebeitin ma'amidin lehen apotropos lachuv ve'lizkot," that the Beitin can appoint an administrator to give them to disadvantage and for advantage. So the Gemara says, "Lachuv amai." Why are you calling it disadvantage? How are they allowed to do that? No, it means to give them a disadvantage, which eventually will become a zechut for them. Right? Meaning, the administrator is going to fight to get each one its appropriate piece of property from the father. And if it happens to be that it turns out when they get older that they don't like that land, okay, they don't like that land, you have to deal with it then. So the Gemara says, "Tamulo, why that's why the pasuk says, 'V'nasi echad, nasi echad, mimate tikhu,' that one person from each tribe, one nasi, would be appointed as a shaliach, and you're able to do this. You can be able to appoint an administrator to split out the land for the orphans." Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, "Yetomim shebau lachlok minichsei avihem." If orphans come to split the property of the father, "Beidin ma'amidin lahem apotropos," the Beidin establishes a administrator, "Uborin lahem chalik yafeh," and they separate, set out for them. Each one gets a nice portion. "Ve'im higdilu yecholim limchol." Once they get older, they're able to say, "No, I don't want this part of the deal. I don't like this part of the land. This is not good for me." So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman didamar, Rav Nachman himself says, "Im yigdilu, einam yechalim limchot." Once they get older, they are no longer able to be moche. They cannot say, "No, I want this land, that's not fair." Deim ken, if that's the case, if you say they're able to do that, makwach beitin yafeh, then what's the strength of the beitin? If the beitin is establishing an administrator and they're setting out lands for each one, and then you come after and say, "No, this is not fair," then what's the point of the beitin? The Gemara says, "Umi eidle, the Rav Nachman, im ken makwach beitin yafeh." This is a common phrase in Shas. So the Gemara says, does Rav Nachman really hold of this din of makwach beidin yafeh? Of, wow, the strength of the beidin. What's the purpose of the strength of the power of the beidin if you're going to say they can just go against it? So does he really hold of this din? We have a Mishnah. Mishnah says, we learn this in Ketubot. The Mishnah says, shum hadayanin, if the dayanim evaluated a piece of land of, let's say, Rashi says, a borrower to the lender, establishes land, evaluated the land, but they mess up in the evaluation more than 1/6 below or more than 1/6 above. Mecharan batel, that sale is invalid. Rashbag, Omer Rashbag says, Mecharan kayam, no, the sale is still valid. Because if you say the sale is invalid, what are you going to say? What's the strength of the Beit Din? What are the strength of the Dayanim if you say the sale is invalid? Therefore, it must be valid. Rav Nachman says, halacha follows the first opinion. Chachamim, that what? That we don't say makoach Beit Din Yafeh. So hold on, which one is it? Is Rav Nachman of the opinion that we say makoach Beit Din Yafeh? That what are you going to say? What's the power of the Beit Din if you're able to cancel it? Or is he of the opinion that no, we don't say what's the power of the Beit Din? Over here it sounds like he doesn't say that. It's not difficult. The difference is if you made a mistake or not. In the case in Ketubot, they made a mistake. They went below 1/6 or above 1/6. So therefore, when they made a mistake, we don't say Makoach Beit Din Yafeh, the strength of the Beit Din. But over here, in our case, over here, there was no mistake. They set out each person's land. They got older. They said, "I don't want this piece of land." No, Makoach Beit Din Yafeh. They say the strength of the Beit Din. The Gemara says, "Okay, in our case, idelo ta'u. If they didn't make a mistake, ma yachalim limchot. Why are they able to be moche?" The Gemara says, "Yachalim limchot baruchot." They can be moche. They can say, "No, I don't want. This is not fair. I don't want this piece of land." Because let's say, for example, they may have received a person received a piece of land from their mother's side on the south, and they received from the father now on the north. I can say, "No, I don't want the northern side. Give me a piece of land that's next to the one that I got from my mother, so I can have two lands over there. It's more valuable for me over there." So that's what it means that you can be moche. Not that you can say, "No, I just don't like this land." Amar Rav Nachman, ha'achin shechalku harehen kelakochot. Brothers that split, that they divide out the properties, they are like purchasers. Pachot mishtut nikne mekach. If it's less than 1/6 of a mishap, the purchase counts. Yater al shtut batel mekach. If it's more than 1/6 of a mishap, then the mekach is batel. The purchase is no good. And shtut, if it's 1/6 exactly, kana umachazir ona'a. It's acquired, but you have to return the fraud of the 1/6 has to be returned, but the purchase counts. Amarava, so that which we said hada meran pachud mishun nikne mekach, that one, less than 1/6 the purchase counts. And it says lo meran ela de lo shavye shaliach. That's only if the guy didn't appoint a shaliach to receive it for him. Aval shavye shaliach, if he appointed a shaliach, amar le takuni shedartich. You can tell the shaliach, "I didn't send you to get the lower end of the stick, to get less than 1/6 of the value. Therefore, I don't want this." If he got it himself, it counts. If he sent the shaliach, he can say, "No, you messed up. And he says, "Yater mishut batel mekach." That which you send more than 1/6, the purchase is batel. Lo amaran ela de lo amar nifliginan b'shuma debedina. That's only if he does not say, "Let's evaluate it with the evaluation of the Beit Din." But if he says, "Aval amar niflog b'shuma debedina," but if he says, "Let's divide out based on the evaluation of the Beit Din, mechran kayam," then no matter what, the mekach would be fulfilled. Meaning, even if it was more than 1/6, but if he said, "Let's do it based on the evaluation of the Beit Din," and that's what they did, it's the Beit Din. We say ma'akoach Beit Din yafen, therefore you cannot override the power of the Beit Din. Okay, and that which we said. Ditnan in the Mishnah says, Shum hadayanin shepichatu shtut. This is bringing a source to what he's saying. The one that we just brought, this Mishnah. Shum hadayanin shepichatu shtut, o atiru shtut, mechan batel. The evaluation of the dayanim of this person's property. If it's less than 1/6, they went under 1/6 of the value, or over 1/6 of the value, the purchase, Chachamim says, batel. It's no good, it's invalid. Rashbag says, no, mechran kayam. It counts. Why does it count? It counts, Rashbag is saying, because it was evaluated based on the Dayanim, the Beit Din. So this is in support for Rav Nachman's opinion, who says that if he said, "Let's divide it out based on the evaluation of the Beit Din," then it would count, even if it's more than 1/6 mishap, because the Dayanim are the one that established it, and we say, "Makoach Beit Din Afeh," how powerful is the strength of the Beit Din? And therefore, when it's evaluated by the Beit Din, that's when it would be fulfilled, even if it's 1/6 above or below the value. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Do a quick 1-minute recap. We started on Mem Aleph Amud Bet with the discussion of what does the pasuk about truma, when it says gamatem, what is it going to teach us? And we said it's going to teach us that you could use regular shaliach for truma. Then, as we got to the Amud Aleph, we started by talking about, okay, so where do we learn out that you can use a shlichut from Kodashim, or if you're using different psukim back and forth, we had a discussion. And then we got the opinion of Rav Gidel Amarav. He says, where do we learn out shlichut shel adam kemoto? He says, from nasiachan, nasiachan mimateh. And then we ended by saying, no, that's not referring to that. That's coming to say that you can give a zechut to a person even if it's not in front of him. Part number three of the daf was Rav Nachman's opinion. He says, if orphans come to split the father's property, the Beit Din establishes for them a apotropos, an administrator who gives them out their property equally. And then when they get older, Chachamim say, they cannot come back and say, oh, I don't want this. But the Rashbag says, no, they can do that. And the final part of the Davos of Nachman on the Amud Bet was the brothers who come to split and divide out properties, they're like purchasers. And therefore, if it's less than 1/6, it counts. More than 1/6 doesn't count. 1/6 exactly, it counts. We have to return the fraud. And then we said that's only when it's not, when did we say that if it's more than 1/6 it's batel? If you didn't say let's divide it out based on the valuation of the Beit Din. But if you say let's divide it out on the valuation of the Beit Din, then the Mekach is Kayam. Amen. Tomorrow morning, it's going to be 8:15 on the lobby floor down here.